Presents simcha, joy. Now, what does that mean? Those who say the l'shem yichud, you say liyached shem yud ke bivav ke, to join together the letters yud ke with the letters vav ke. Yud ke represents the midah of fearing Hashem. Vav ke represents the midah of rejoicing in Hashem, loving Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are two elements in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fear of Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. Birchas Rosh Chodesh, we mispal a chodesh of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The goal is balance, like everything else in life, is the Gilu Bira Ada, to rejoice in Hashem with trepidation. So when we say in L'shem Yichud that our goal is Liyachid, L'shem Hashem in this week's parasha, V'nir el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo yinoidati lohem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these four letters really represent the combination of two different dimensions of Hashem's essence. The essence of this, that we fear Hashem, and the idea that we love Hashem. The goal is to join these two together to find the proper balance between the two. Now, how do we know the word Yudke refers to fear and Vavke refers to love? So I'm trying to mish through the pages to find you the words. Give me one half a second to turn to the right page. Here it is. It says the Targum of Yudke doesn't call me the Pasuk here, unfortunately, is Dechilu. The letters Vavke, he quotes a Pasuk, Shebe'etzem yesh lomar shehavavke hu Hashem, vavke haynu l'shoin tzimcha. How do I know vavke is simcha? He's calling this a Tosfos Yom Tov. It's seen l'divrei ha-medrash rabba. He quotes the medrash rabba in Eicha, Perek Aleph Hey. He doesn't quote me the details. The medrash rabba seems to say that vavke is an expression of love. And therefore, the combination between these two represents the idea of joining together the balance of Yira and Pachad. That's one approach. Another approach is from the Tosfos Yom Tov, and he says the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to read this to you because I don't understand this, maybe you can explain it to me, is Shashem hi ikara mitzad havavke. When we have the four letters yudke vavke, the focus are the last two letters. Shebesoif. Omnam, I'm reading you the words he says here. Omnam hayitzricha liyos yud. It should be yud. The letter is not correct. Really, it should be yudke. The hainu. So what then are the first two letters? Yudke. The first two letters are nothing more than a prefix. I don't know how that it means, and it means in the according to the laws of grammar, it will be. It will be or it is. Yud K either means it is or it will be. The first two letters of Hashem's name are
Yehi.
It is. Yehi, it is. And then the last two letters is the essence of Hashem. What is the essence of Hashem? So this is what is a very interesting idea. It's the last is Vavke. But the truth is, though, that's not correct. Real, and this is in fact a medrash, and I'll tell you a little more about this in a moment. The real way Hashem's name should be spelled is Yudke Yudke. The first two letters is Yihi. It shall be, or Yihiyeh. Yudke. What does Yudke mean? Yudke is lashon of. Does he explain? It means fear, like we said before. The targum of ka, the targum of kibuka, Hashem tzur lamim, is fear. So it then means that it means that Hashem should be feared. Now the problem is why the real way to, is actually Yudke. The first Yudke is a prefix. And Yudke means fear. The difficulty with this is, in Lashon Kodesh, Mishapech B'Lashon Osid Os Yud Levav. Today, people, we do not fear Hashem. There's something lacking in the fear we have of Hashem. So when will Hashem be feared over the entire world? In the future. V'hoyah Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yoyim ha'hu yihiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The world will first come to fear Hashem the way they should in the end of days. So it's the future. So the truth is, really it should say Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. The first two letters is just a grammatical prefix, which means it is. It is a reality that this world fears Hashem. Is it really a reality the world fears Hashem? Yehi, Yud-Kei. Is it really true this world, the way we know it today, we are in a state of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a lie.
No, that was always the case.
What?
You want to say, never fear of Hashem.
Exactly. So it's a problem. So it's not correct. Really, the name, what the Toysos Yandav is saying is that the real essence of Hashem's name is Yud-Kei. And the truth is, it's really posh. It's posh, the posh in the Torah. Ki Muhammad, ki Yod, al Kei Ska.
Which means that's an incomplete name.
That's a Chazal already.
Yeah.
But before we go to the Chazal, let's just focus on the reality that there is such a name in the Torah of Yud-Kei. And the proof is, it's one of the seven names. If you write in the Torah, when the Sofer writes the Pasuk, so you have to say L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. This is one of Hashem's names, essence. What does Yud-Kei mean? It means fear. Okay, he says that's the tradition, Gesundheit, that's what it says in the Targum. We have a tradition that the letters Yud-Kei represent the Midah, that we human beings, we fear this being, the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the first two letters of Hashem's name? It's a prefix. It's a grammatical prefix, which means it is. The reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the being which is feared throughout the entire world. Every single creature in this world is in great trepidation, in awe of this being. Yehi ka. It is a reality. The whole world is in the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's what it would say in the Torah, it would be a lie. Because people walk around the street, they're not afraid of Hashem. Puk chazi. What's going on? There is no fear. So in grammar, there is a rule. You have to really be real bucky in the rules of grammar to understand everything we're learning over, which I know nothing about, but I'm trying to learn over here. In grammar, there's a rule that when you want to change from the present to the future, the yud turns into a vav. And he gives an example. Yesha. What is yesha? Yesha means salvation. How do you say, I want there should be salvation in the future? I'm requesting that the future shall bring salvation. Li Yehoshia. To me, may there be salvation. May I merit to witness salvation. What's the shorish of the word salvation? Yesha. Three letters. Yud, Shin, Ay. This is the core. Yesha. When you request, Li Yehoshia, Hashem, please come help me. I want to witness that in the future I shall merit salvation. The word changes. And what happened to the Yud? The Yud disappeared. Instead of it being what? Yud Hei Vav. Shin Yurayin. So the Yud Hei is like the prefix, the standard prefix. But what happened to the Yud? The Yud turned into a Vav. Instead of it being Li Yeho Yisha, if we didn't know the rules of grammar, we would say that when you want to change the word Yasha into the future form, it should say Li Yeho Yisha. Because the Shorish of the word salvation is Yud Shin Ayin. Why then did it change into Yeho with the Vav? The Yud turned into a Vav? Because that's the rules of grammar. In the rules of grammar, when you go from present to future and the Shoresh is a Yud, the Yud turns into a Vav. So it turns out, this is a whole new insight, how do you understand the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The first two letters is nothing more than a prefix. The shorish of Hashem's name is really Yud-Kei. Ki Yod Al-Kei Ska. Yud-Kei means a being whom is feared. Is Hashem feared today? Yehi Ka. It is a reality that Hashem is feared. Is that true? It's not true. Will it be true one day in the future? Certainly. We're yearning for this. So because we have to conform the world to the world of reality, therefore we have no choice but to change the Vav of Hashem's name, which we know is not true, the Yud of Hashem's name, which is not true today, into the Yud, into a Vav of the future. So that's why the way we refer to Hashem today is Yud K, Vav K. Hashem is a being that is feared. It's not true.
Fear or love?
According to the Taisa standard, it's fear. I told you from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the first two letters is not a prefix. And the last two letters, there's no grammar here, which really Yud-Kei has been transformed into Vav-Kei. The Chassam Sofer doesn't go for this. The Chassam Sofer says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are two different names, two different midos of Hashem. There is Yud-Kei, which we know clearly refers to the midah of fear. Vav-Kei, he quotes a medrash in Eicha that shows that the letters Vav-Kei, Vav-Kei represents the midah of love. You love Hashem. And when we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yadus, is we have to recognize that we fear Hashem and we love Hashem, and there is a balance.
There's no priority.
Well, fear is a priority. Fear comes first. Call me Shayirasa Kodems Lachmasa Chachmasa Miskayemis. Fear comes first, but there is a balance. Because Gemara says, then Gan Eden, Hashem says, I'm going to take you in Gan Eden. You'll walk with me. But maybe I'll think that you're not going to fear me. No. It says, but we'll be able to come close to Hashem. There's going to be the element of love. The two go together.
But it says, well, half the first, then it says,
okay, but whatever it is, but there are two, that's punishment. That's a different type of fear. That's punishment. There are two different elements according to the Chassam Sofer. Yud-Kei is love. Yud-Kei is fear. Vav-Kei is love. Tosfos Yom Tov does not work with that approach. He says there's only one name in this these four letters, and that is the letters Yud K. It's at the end, and what does it mean? The primary relationship man has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fear, a God that we fear. What are the first two letters? A prefix. So what is Hashem's name really be in the pasuk? Yud K. And indeed, there's an explicit medrash that says that when Mashiach comes, Hashem, the way it's going to be written is Yud K. And what does that mean? It means Hashem is in the present tense, Yehi, or it's I don't know how the Yud K, but it's a prefix, which means that there is a God, a being who is feared. The Yud K, the first two letters is the prefix. And then there is the name of Hashem, which is a God that is feared. Problem is, that's not true. Today, man does not fear Hashem. That's a reality. So what do we have in Muna? That the day will come when our people will fear Hashem. So in the rules of grammar, when you go from the future to from the present to the future, just like Yesha, salvation, turns into Yehoshia, it goes, the Yud turns into a Vav when we want to connote the future. That is why in our Sifrei Torah, it's Yud K Vav K. Hashem is a God that will be feared in the future. Fascinating.
In the future, will they change the Torah?
That's a Medrash, so we don't know what that means. The Medrash says that yes. Is it the measures to be taken literally? I don't know. All I'll tell you is in the Sefer Torah, there's one very fascinating. When do you ask a child to tell you if the Sefer Torah is kosher? Very, very limited situations when you can ask a child if the letter is puzzle, it's puzzle. Child doesn't make a difference. Only questions when it can be one of two letters. What's a Beis and a Chaf, correct? If it's round enough. Another, what is the classic example when you ask a child, a Yud and a Vav? If the Vav is too short, the Vav is cut off on the bottom, is this a Yud or is it a Vav? If the Yud is too long, is it a Yud? So you ask a child. The only one that can tell you if this is a kosher Sefer Torah is a child. All the king's horses, all the king's men cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You cannot ask the Gedolei Yisrael. You can bring Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Paskin for us, is this a kosher Sefer Torah? Sorry, buddy, can't help you. I can't help you because I know too much. you have to ask a child, what does the letter look like from the perspective of a child? He can tell you if this is a Yud or a Vav. What's the difference between the way Hashem, according to the Tosfos, the way Hashem's name is today and will be in the future? Really, Tosfos Yadin says it should be Yud Ke Yud Ke. The first two letters, the prefix, Hashem is a being who is feared, Yud Ke. But it's not true. In the future, he will be feared. So we change the yud to a vav. Who's going to bring make it back to the yud? Who's going to bring Mashiach? It's going to be the little kinderlach, the ones that can make that transformation between the yud k vav k and the yud k. The only one that can do it are the children, not the adults. Not the koilel of Midwood.
Well, the adults don't see it in context. The little boy doesn't see it.
There's a buy. They don't have to buy.
This is a from the Tanya says, that's the thing that I really out of time. Let us tell you one more thing over here, something nice. Okay, so one quick thing, we'll stop. One quick thing is that the Nekudas, they're looking to say we're talking about the Nekudas. What are the Nekudas Yud Kei Vav Kei? The Nekudas are Kabbalistic, they have no idea what this means, but the Nekudas of Yud Kei Vav Kei, they're Nekudas. We pronounce Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Yeah. But that's how we pronounce it. But the way it's written spelled is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are Nekudas. What are the Nekudas? The Nekudas side, there's a little dot under the Yud. And then there is two dots under the Shin, a Shva, there's a Chirik under the Yud. There is a shva under the hay, and a yud, and the vav, there is a komatz. What does that mean? Yeah, huh?
Careful not to say.
Yeah, I'll say. What does it mean exactly? Is that what it means? Maybe it means so what? So the answer is
the guy, you know, the J witnesses,
right.
They say very close.
That's what I said. So what does that mean? So remez is cheshek. Cheshek. What is cheshek? Cheshek means yearning. That's the semen. Ches is a chirik. Shin is shiva. And kuf is a komatz. So the letters, yud kei vav kei, the nekudos in the siddur, the R school, they took out the nekudos. I don't know why they did that. They have to ask them, the interrogation of the R school siddur, all the changes they made.
They didn't want to pronounce it.
Could be, but the traditionally.
Sometimes it is Elohim is written Yud Kei Vav Kei.
But traditionally, there's supposed to be Nekudos in the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We don't pronounce it with the Nekudos. And I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure that when it says that Zez Zichri, that when we will pronounce it, I'm not even sure we pronounce it with those Nekudos. It could be that's not even the way you pronounce it. But those are the Nekudos that serve as a... That's why I told you. I don't know if you pronounce it, you're doing anything wrong. Those are the Nekudos that are supposed to be there. But it's not necessarily the Nekudos that are going to be used to pronounce it when we do pronounce it by that name, whatever that means. But those Nekudos is nothing more than a simen of Cheshek from the Pasuk. Where is the Pasuk? Also over here. Kivi choshak asagvehu kiodashimi kivi choshak asagvehu. That's the pasuk. What does asagvehu means? To exalt Hashem through me. Choshak asagvehu kiodashimi. You know my name. It's tilim tzefer. So the pasuk more perish than pasuk. Tilim tzadi aleph pasuk yudalid. That is the simon cheshek. Cheshek is the letters that we put in the Shem. Right, maybe one more tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see.
No. We just now speak.
A million?
No.
If you notice, before you mentioned that book about the Golem, there's no biography on the footnote.
the whole thing about that, the family doesn't last. They're very
very, 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 very